ground squirrel.
Okay. What's an animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells terrible?
Oh, my Lord, that's a... I call them civet cats. A lot of folks call them polecats, you know.
Okay.
I've had the misfortune to used to pass them on a whole lot, and my dog would tree them, and I'm proud of that kind of down. Oh, mercy.
Oh, those things can really be bad.
Have to tie my dog out, you know, and burn the clothes.
Yeah. So, what do you call a little creature that's about that big and it lives around lakes or ponds and it hops along?
Frog. Okay. Bullfrog.
And
it stays in the water part of the time and out part of the time.
Well, now, what about one that lives mostly on land?
On land? There's a toad.
Okay.
That's a toad. It lives on land. The bullfrog, he lives near shore, but he'll get out on the bank and says,
Okay.
He split the pond open, you know. You don't see him no more.
What do you call the smaller variety of the same thing that makes a chirping noise?
Let's see. Could it be chipmunk?
No, it's like a bullfrog, except it's a little teeny tiny one. And you hear them singing sometimes at night. Chirp.
Yeah.
You have a name for those? They live up in trees sometimes.
Oh, crickets?
No. It's a kind of frog.
Flying squirrels. Don't you get the idea?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. They torment you sometimes, especially if they're being around your place.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what's a kind of little tree or a toad or a frog that's it's little and green? And it's a lot smaller than a bullfrog or a toad. Do you have a word for one of those? You hear them sometimes in the springtime around ponds.
Tree frog.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah, especially in bad weather.
Your tree frog.
When it's going to rain, your tree frog will haul up. Yeah.
What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
Red worms.
Okay.
Earth worms.
Okay. What do you call large worms, particularly large worms that are used for bait?
Well, grub worms, I always call them.
What's an insect that sends light off and on in the summertime and you can see
it at night? It's a firefly.
Okay. What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and it flies around over lakes or ponds?
Mosquito.
Something that's bigger than a mosquito.
Mosquito. We call them gallinippers, ain't it?
Okay.
I think that's what we designated them as.
What's an insect that looks like a wasp and it builds its nest out of mud? And some people say it doesn't stand.
That's a dirt diver.
Dirt dauber.
Okay.
Dauber.
What do you call nuts that ripen under the ground?
Peanuts.
Okay. If a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you'd say that the boy, what, his father?
Let me see now. You got me on that, and I know too. Oh,
well, it's doing all right. It doesn't matter. Yeah. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father,
we call him the very likeness.
Okay.
Some say spit, you know. Like
the old
ladies in the kitchen, you know. They say, well, he's just a spit of his daddy. You know?
So you'd say the boy, what, his father? If the boy resembles his father, his father?
We say favoring.
Okay. Okay.
I was getting down that old crude name.
Well, is that the word you'd use?
Well, no, I wouldn't use it, but as I said, it was common in my day, don't you?
Well, what word would you normally use
to mean that? Well, let me see, to designate the resemblance one to the other now, let me see, likeness.
Uh-huh. And what verb would you use? You'd say the boy, what, his father? Would you say he favors him, like your wife said?
Well, yes, I think that would be resembles.
Okay.